This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
It's a story that has shaken all of us. And certainly has shaken the small town of Moscow, Idaho to its core. Of course, we're talking about November 13th of 2022, where the lives of four young students were brutally taken, leaving a community in mourning and searching for answers. The man accused of these horrific crimes, 28-year-old Brian Koberger, criminal justice major and PhD student at Washington State University. In the months leading up to the murders, Koberger had allegedly been visiting the area of the home where the victims were found, and according to an affidavit, even returned to the scene of the crime just hours after police believed the murders were committed. The motive behind the slayings remains a mystery. Investigators still very tight-lipped about their findings, but gag order on the case. However, one detail has come to light, and it's added even more to an already disturbing case. This information being confirmed now by multiple sources. Police, when they searched Koberger's phone, allegedly found multiple images of one of the murdered students. Probably not really super surprising, but it's new. The victim in the photos has not yet been identified. It's unclear if the images were taken by Koberger or downloaded from her social media. And we're going to talk about those dangers in just a moment as well. The discovery has raised questions about the potential relationship between Koberger and the victim and whether or not he was paying attention to her in the months leading up to the murders on social media, following physically, or what was the relationship there, no matter how one-sided it may have been. The question of motive has only become more complex, with the sources claiming that Koberger had been fired from his teaching assistant position at WSU for inappropriate behavior with female students. One of those meetings happened within 24 hours of the murders taking place. Koberger's trial is set to begin on June 26th. Outcomes can have far-reaching implications for the families and the victims and the community as a whole. Sparked many conversations about the dangers of stalking and the consequences of not taking such behavior seriously. Or, I would say, even more importantly, not having options where you report these sort of things and more can't be done about them. Oftentimes you report stalking behavior, we know what you get. You get a piece of paper. If you get that, that says this person can't be near you. You think that really stops people who are stalking? A piece of paper? But what about if you don't know if you're being stalked? In this digital age, it's all too easy to share part of yourself, the world, through social media. But for those who find themselves being stalked, posting photos of yourself online can be a dangerous game. The line between privacy and public exposure becomes increasingly blurred, and the consequences of online activity can have real-life implications. Sure, you may have friends, family, yourself, self-esteem boost, look great. And sometimes it becomes a competition with friends too. Let's be real with how this works. And it's easy to do, and it's very much a culture thing. Almost every young person is doing these sort of things and posting all sorts of photos of themselves online, just normal to super sexy to whatever it may be. And there's cause and there's effect. And effect can be that self-esteem boosting positivity with your friends. Another effect can be attracting the eyes of someone like Brian Koberger. Should you do that with that risk out there? That's a personal decision. And no one should be able to say you should or shouldn't do something like that. That's where context comes into play and your own judgment comes into play. No one should have to be stalked. No one should have to fear those sort of things. One should be able to do whatever they want with their photos and post them wherever they are or wherever they want to be. But the reality is there's people like Koberger out there. And as much as we'd like to say, well, they shouldn't be able to do, yeah, they shouldn't, but they are. For those who are being stalked, the last thing anyone needs is to provide a predator with more ammo to fixate on. By posting intimate photos online, of course, you're risking giving a stalker even more access to your personal lives, potentially exposing yourself to future danger. Should that be what goes on? No, but it does. Additionally, the online world, it's not always the safest place. Photos that are meant to be private can easily be shared, downloaded, even altered for malicious activity. Scary thing out there with what can be done now with a face and a body and a program or an app and a devious, deceitful, and degenerate mind. It's important for those who are being stalked to be mindful of their online presence and to take steps to protect themselves. Sometimes it may mean refraining from posting sensitive photos or information, being cautious about who they share personal details with online. It's also crucial to be vigilant about monitoring social media accounts and reporting any suspicious activity to authorities. And even when you do, it doesn't necessarily make that person go away because they've taken photos of you online and are sitting there staring at them and probably doing things you don't want to think about somebody doing with your photo. But we can't pretend that these people are not out there and doing these sort of things. That's where it comes to the point of, again, self-discretion, choosing what you want to do, but understanding the full context of what's out there. And when you're young, sometimes you don't. I think we can all can look back, no matter what time in history we were young at, whether there was social media or not, that we go, oh my God, I cannot believe I put myself in this situation or that situation, or I did this or that, because you didn't understand the context or the dangers of what you may be doing at that moment in time. And many other people were doing it and nothing happened to them. It's the way young people think. And it's not anything about victim shaming or anything of that nature. It's just about being young and not knowing more about life and the dangers that lurk out there. Should we live our lives in fear of people like this? I certainly don't believe so. But it certainly is important to understand the full context of the world that we're all living in today.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts. You don't miss any of our breaking updates and discussions on the cases that we are following for you right here. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cashback and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.